What a job he's done. There it is. They've done it. 10 years in the making. The fairy tale is complete. And tonight, they gave it the full Monty to Melbourne City. What a story. What a performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, from player to coach extraordinaire, taking our very own Mariners all the way to the championship in 2023 with a 6-1 victory over Melbourne City. The ultimate underdog story. Please welcome coach of the Mariners, Nick Montgomery.
We're not worthy. Hey,
here he is. Ice pack on forehead.
G'day, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Morning, guys. Cheers for the intro.
Oh, mate. Able to talk okay?
Yeah, everyone's a little bit dusty, a bit of a sore throat, but I think everyone's feeling the same this morning. But yeah. just absolutely buzzing.
Absolutely.
Have you watched
sensational.
The game? Watched the game back yet?
I honestly haven't had time. I've probably got 3,000 messages to reply to and missed calls, but yeah, I'll probably have to digest it today and spend the next 3 or 4 days just replying to people.
Nick, Friday night at the hotel in Sydney where you guys were staying, when you go through the game, did you think, you know, you always go, oh, we'll win 2-1, though it might be 1-0. What was the score that you were thinking to yourself the team would win by?
Look, I thought we'd win the game, I'll be honest. I was confident and the boys were confident. You know, we're the form team in the league. And I felt that going into the game. Look, I'll be honest, I thought Melbourne City's arrogance and probably underestimating us. And you can't do that with my team and the Mariners. So I knew we'd win the game. But look, 6-1, you never expect you're going to win any game 6-1, not against a team of World Cup players and international players. And yeah, the squad that Melbourne City have got and the success that they've had. So, yeah, to do what we did, and I think that'll go down in history of the sport, and many people will look back on that for years to come with fond memories, no doubt.
Yeah, were there any moments in the game where you just thought, I cannot believe this is happening?
probably at 4-1. I think at 4-1 it was, you know, sort of cruise control, and every time we went forward, we looked like we were going to score. So, I mean, look, you know, I think their keeper had a good game as well when you look back on it. He pulled off some great saves. So, look, on another day, it could have been more.
Mate,
it was pretty crazy, but I'm just so happy for everybody.
And so nice. We're grand final hero Jason Cummings, who scored 3. He paid tribute to you for giving him the chance to revive a career that is going to continue. He's going to India.
Look, Jason is an unbelievable talent, and what happened to him in the last 12 months since we brought him into the club, you know, he's been to a World Cup, he's top scorer last season, he's top scorer this season, he just got a hat-trick in the grand final, and that's what dreams are made of. And look, Jason most likely is going to move on, and look, for him it's unbelievable reward for him, and it's only a short career, so we will never hold players back from going on and you know, making a good salary that can really set them up for the rest of their life. So, look, Jason loves the Central Coast. He loves the Mariners. You know, to do what he did, he's going to go down as an absolute legend of the club and the A-League. And no doubt he'll be back, whether it's a couple of seasons. And no doubt he'll be back at the Mariners at some point in the future. But yeah, he's just a wonderful person. And yeah, to do what he did in the final, that's not easy. That's a special player, and he is a special player.
But, mate, each of the players, each had a special story. That's what I loved about it. And like Brian Keltak, had not played professional football before this season. Now he's an A-League champion from Vanuatu.
There's so many stories, you know. The Mariners is a club where we need to revive people's careers. We need to find good visa players. And you look at Brian Keltak there. And Nectar Triantis, you know, the centre-back partnerships, you know. Neither one of them had played a game in the A-League before this season, you know, and then by the end of it, they're the best two centre-backs in the league. So that doesn't happen overnight, and people think it's a magic wand. It's not. It's hard work, it's honesty, it's humility, and it's been on the training ground and willing to learn, and it's coaching staff and my staff and myself that mentor them and push them and teach them, because, you know, you have to give them the belief that they can be the best in their position in the league, and them two, you know, I think without doubt by the end of the season were the best two centre-backs in the league. So, look, Brian's story is inspirational. You know, he's 29 years old from the Pacific Islands and the only ever professional footballer out of Vanuatu. So, you know, he's a national icon. Everybody loves him in Vanuatu, and I think everyone loves him in the A-League and probably anywhere around the world. Anyone that knows his story He's another special human being, and just so happy for him. And yeah, what a season he's had.
That's
he's
brilliant to hear. Yeah, and the party, I imagine the party's still going on today. Is there a mad Monday happening somewhere on the coast?
Yeah, look, to be honest, my days of partying are well and truly gone. but I did have a few drinks with the boys, you know, the last sort of 24 hours. And I don't know if anyone went to Erina. Obviously, we went to Erina Fair last night, and I'm always at Erina ever since I've been here for 10 years. And, you know, to go there and have all the fans in the middle of Erina Fair yesterday and sign the autographs and have a little sing-song was really special, and I'll cherish their memories. But I think the boys will be a couple of days this week, and then I think they're heading off for a few days to celebrate as a team, and they deserve it, because these moments don't come round often, and it's a special time.
Yeah, mate, and congratulations to you, Nick, in your career and as your coach taking that victory, and you've inspired thousands of kids to play soccer and hopefully one day play for the Mariners here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, that's what I told the boys. You know, they've inspired everybody, and not just the Mariners, I think the whole country. You know, but if you live on a Central Coast and you see Harry Steele and Jacob Farrell 10 years ago, they watched in the stand, you know, and then 10 years later they're playing in the grand final. So that's inspirational for every kid at the academy and every kid on the Central Coast. So hopefully it won't be 10 years before we win it again, and yeah, there'll be plenty more Central Coast boys in the team.
Well, it's the way it should be, Nick. Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot for your support.